You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
To A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a treat to have Susan Spears with me this week, the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs. Charlotte Jessup is here, the president of Smedley Financial. And Nancy Lord is with me, former Utah Republican National Committee woman and producer and artistic director of the Bluffdale Choir. May I indulge something that I've been wanting to do? And that is, this is Women's History Month. And I'd like to just ask you, because I know there are so many inspiring women in our Utah history, in our national history, in world history. And what sparked my thinking about it, too, is I just finished this interesting biography of a war correspondent named Maggie Higgins. I had never heard anything about her, but she was a war correspondent in World War II, in Korea, in Vietnam. This woman just had courage like you would not believe, and nerves of steel, this woman. And after reading about her, I thought, I would like to seek out biographies of other inspiring women and see what I can learn about the women who have gone before and how they've blazed trails. Nancy, is there any woman in particular that you'd like to point us to as we're talking about this?
Oh, yeah. When you asked that question in advance, I said it, the women who pushed for the women's right to vote are absolutely women that I respect and admire so much. Susan B. Anthony, Lucretia Mott. They started in 1848, and it took till 1870 before the first vote by a woman was cast in Utah. I think that's something we can really be proud of. Utah was not the first state to pass the women's right to vote. Wyoming was, but it was in Utah 2 days after the legislature adopted it that on Valentine's Day in 1870, Sarah Young was the first woman in the country to vote in a municipal election. And so I applaud those women for pushing so hard for that. And it took another 50 years before we got the U.S. constitutional amendment allowing it nationwide. But, you know, those are great. But if I could pick one political woman leader that I admire so much, it would be Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah. Oh, I just saw a movie about her life that was just extraordinary. And I remember one of my, and I'll move on to you, Susan, but I remember when I, 25, 30 years ago, I worked at a law firm downtown and I was working on a Saturday and I started to hear all this commotion outside. So I walked down to Main Street and here is Margaret Thatcher driving down in a motorcade down Main Street in Salt Lake City. And there were a few people on both sides of the road with their British flags. And I felt a thrill, Nancy, just from being on the sidewalk next to where that woman drove. Susan, over to you. Who would you like to highlight?
Well, you know, not a historical woman in some ways. There too. My grandmother being one, she was my biggest mentor for years and years. She was a school teacher, but she opened up a retail shop up in Ogden. Everybody thought she was nuts. I mean, this is early 70s. I mean, I was just little at the time, but I remember my grandfather and my mother, you know, her kids thinking that she was just absolutely nuts and that women did not do that. You know, many people know, I mean, I have a love for business. I mean, I'm a CPA, but she played a great role for me in getting where I am and some of the things that I do. There's another lady, you know, you're talking about war correspondence. There's a book written about a lady named Virginia Hall called A Woman of No Importance. And she was kind of the same thing, kind of working with France, kind of behind the scenes, a little bit of a spy, had to have her leg amputated when she was 27. I mean, she had all these different disguises and everything. And I remember when I read that book, I thought, if I had that kind of grit, you know, the things that some of these women did behind the scenes that they really don't get credit for, but that we can learn so much for as we develop our own lives.
Bravo. Over to you, Charlotte. Was there anybody in particular you'd like to highlight?
You know, I have to say so many in history. I can't name just one because so many women have paved the road for us to do the things we want to do and have, you know, the opportunities we have now. But when I think about that, I think, how about the women who are making history now? How about the trailblazers of today, where women can be CEOs of large corporations, mm-hmm. where in the past, you know, that's a thing of the past, and women can drive their own businesses. I'd mentioned that I just came back from a women's conference of 350 women who are running their own businesses very successfully, large businesses, and businesses that impact the lives of others, you know, in financial planning and investment management, that help them do the things they want. And I think what a great lesson it is for us to learn that any of us can do something amazing now in the day and age we live in because of all of those who've gone before us who kind of blazed the trail.
When you were younger, Charlotte, did you think you'd be the president of a company when you grew up?
No, I wasn't sure what I thought I would be when I was younger. But I'll tell you what, my dad, when I was just young, told me I could do anything. And so when I was a very young age, I would go out and sell, I can't even remember, current stationery, door-to-door in my neighborhood. I don't know if you guys remember what that was.
Yeah, I did that too.
Stationery. And it had matching stickers, and it was great. And I did that in Girl Scout cookies. And, you know, always, my entire life, I've been taught that you can do anything.
Yeah. Do you know, Esther, the three of you were talking, I wanted to bring up one other book I'm reading right now called Maid. It's just Maid, M-A-I-D. And it's the story of a single mother who, through some choices, I mean, she got pregnant outside of marriage, and she wound up marrying the father of the girl, and he was abusive, and she gets out on her own, and she has to do anything she can to make her own way. Her daughter learned how to walk in a homeless shelter, finally gets into an apartment, and she starts working as a maid at $8.55 an hour. And she works and works and works. And I think about the single moms out there who didn't have the blessing of education like I had, or who's through various decisions have been tied down in ways that have had to do jobs like that and have done those jobs and done what it takes to feed the children. I have such enormous respect for all parents, women and men. But this book particularly is about women. It's called Maid. I think they even made a Netflix special or something out of it. So it might be worth checking out. The time goes by too fast when you're here. Would you three please come back and see me again?
I would love to.
Love to.
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next week here on A Woman's View. My thanks to Susan Spears, Charlotte Jessup, and Nancy Lord, my guests this week on A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.